My people exchanged its glory for what can do no good. God rages against the foolishness and wickedness of the people's choices in the second Haftarah of Rebuke, Jeremiah chapter 2.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Hear the word of Adonai, O house of Jacob, every clan of the house of Israel. Thus said Adonai, what wrong did your ancestors find in me, that they abandoned me and went after delusion and were deluded? They never asked themselves, where is Adonai, who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, a land of drought and darkness, a land no man had traversed, where no human being had dwelt? I brought you to this country of farmland to enjoy its fruit and its bounty. You came and defiled my land. You made my possession abhorrent. The priests never asked themselves, where is Adonai? The guardians of the teaching ignored me. The rulers rebelled against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and followed what can do no good. Oh, I will go on accusing you, declares Adonai, and I will accuse your children's children. Just cross over to the eyes of the Kittim and look. Send to Kedar and observe carefully. See if aught like this has ever happened. Has any nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people has exchanged its glory for what can do no good. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be horrified, utterly dazed. For my people have done a twofold wrong. They have forsaken me, the fount of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot even hold water. Is Israel a bondman? Is he a home-born slave? Then why is he given over to plunder? Lions have roared over him, have raised their cries. They have made his land a waste, his cities desolate, without inhabitants. Those two in Noph and Tahpanhes will lay bare your head. See, that is the price you have paid for forsaking Adonai your God, while God led you in the way. What then is the good of your going to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? And what is the good of your going to Assyria to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Let your misfortune reprove you. Let your afflictions rebuke you. Mark well how bad and bitter it is that you forsake Adonai your God. That awe for me is not in you, declares Adonai Elohim Tzevaot. For long ago you broke your yoke, tore off your yoke bands, and said, I will not work. On every high hill and under every verdant tree you recline as a whore. I planted you with noble vines, all with choicest seed. Alas, I find you changed into a base, an alien vine. Though you wash with natron and use much lye, your guilt is ingrained before me, declares Adonai. How can you say I am not defiled? I have not gone after the Baalim. Look at your deeds in the valley. Consider what you have done. Like a lustful she-camel restlessly running about, or like a wild ass used to the desert, snuffing the wind in her eagerness, whose passion none can restrain, none that seek her need grow weary. In her season they'll find her. Save your foot from going bare and your throat from thirst. But you say, it is no use. No, I love the strangers, and after them I must go. Like a thief chagrined when he's caught, so is the house of Israel chagrined. They, their kings, their officers, and their priests and prophets, they said to wood, you are my father. To stone, you gave birth to me. While to me they turned their backs and not their faces. But in their hour of calamity, they cry, arise and save us, And where are those gods you made for yourself? Let them arise and save you, if you can, in your hour of calamity. For your gods have become, O Judah, as many as your towns. Just now you called to me, Father, you are the companion of my youth. If you return, O Israel, declares Adonai, if you return to me, if you remove your abominations from my presence and do not waver and swear as Adonai lives in sincerity, justice, and righteousness, nations shall bless themselves by you and praise themselves by you.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.